There have been a lot of debate around Auckland. Of course, did the biggest economy in the country need to grind to a halt again yesterday? This is a city that's been locked down longer than any other city in the country. The school year's been farcical so far. Auckland Business Chamber CEO Simon Bridges is with us. Simon, morning.
G'day, Mike.
What's your read on the mood and reaction of these last couple of days and indeed these last couple of weeks?
Well, look, you think about it, if you're a small business owner, you've had COVID, you've had lockdowns, you've had closed borders, you've had floods, you've had a big minimum wage increase. Now you've got cyclones. I mean, I think if you're a small business owner, you're sitting there saying, when do I get a break? And obviously the damage and the loss will be different in certain sectors. Some will be worse than others and different geographies. But there's no doubt, look, a minority of businesses will go to the wall. And anecdotally, we're seeing a bit of that. So, you know, you asked me, what are people thinking? I think they sit there and they say they know that government can't magic away floods or cyclones. They want good information, they want certainty, and they want good settings. For my money, I think one of the issues is the threshold around school closures. We need to be a bit clearer on that. Is it too low? Because, look, it has many effects, obviously, on kids and their schooling, but also on businesses whose workers need to look after their children.
Exactly. You did say, interestingly, I thought the other day, that these things are actually good for business, because if you're selling carpet, there's a lot of it being sold at the moment. Does that side of the economic equation counter the negative side of the economic equation?
I mean, I think it's, you know, one of the, and it just is what it is, but perverse things around economics, isn't it? That this will be good for GDP at our level as we rebuild and all those things. I mean, that said, it'll be slow. It'll also have an inflationary effect at a level. So, you know, pick your poison. I think in the end, we'd rather not have a cyclone, but there will be some, I suppose, beneficial economic effects.
Right. Do we, and what I'm trying to advocate here, and I'm taking some heat in these angsty times, is what we need in a city the size of Auckland and the economy the size of Auckland, something more subtle than what we've had, this everyone's closed, everyone stay home, trains off, buses off, schools closed. Because my sense, especially yesterday, and I'd argue even today, it's not necessary.
I tend to agree with that. I think a lot of business owners, certainly in that small end, would as well. Look, no one's arguing if it's Mirawai and you've got really big issues or parts of the Coromandel, that there's a case, or, you know, more than a case, that those schools probably should be shut. You know, if you're in central Auckland, though, and the weather isn't as bad, you know, I think there does need to be a bit of nuance. And, you know, I just come back to it. When schools shut at a level, businesses have to shut. I mean, look, the other thing, I think, while I'm on a roll, that's really important here is businesses do need support to get back on their feet. I mean, the good news is there is a package coming, and there'll be back to work grants, I think, very shortly, because, look, it's not going to compensate for the lack of insurance, or other things, but it will mean a cash payment to support small businesses so they can get going sooner.
Your sense of what the council's done and what the government's done and will do so far?
Oh, look, at a level, I mean, it's a pass, Mark. I mean, I don't think, what do you do when there's the cycling coming around? I suppose you put the information out there, you have certain settings. I think the school ones, though, in the fullness of time is a big one. I think some of the other stuff, you know, when there is, I'm sure there'll be a review that you've noted. You know, the issues are in David Seymour's noted around where we build some of these things. They'll come out in the fullness of time, or at least they should do.
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Simon Bridges, Auckland Business Chamber CEO. Reference to David Seymour is this piece in the Herald this morning. Do read it, because Labor and National are in the gun for this one, because they're the ones who wanted three houses of three stories each on 600 square metres of land. Plop, plop, plop. And that was a direct political answer, or SOP, choose your word, to the people going, we need more houses and desperately, and you've got to think bigger picture than that.